Okay, it's Be'ez Hashem, the halachas of Muktzah. We'll start with the Shtickel Hakdama. Let's start with Hakdama just to understand the godless of how Nageya Muktzah is in every single one of our lives, and every single Shabbos Kodesh. I was clearing, we should do Boyer, we should do other things. Oh, I looked at this Hakdama on this page, which I'm going to say now, and it's Lemaise is a double poshet. That Muktzah is the first thing we have to work on. Eina Hanami will tell me, I tell you to do Abonon, Boyer, Fuchule, it's a Doraisa. But we will see, first of all, you'll see from the Hakdama, you'll also see from the examples, as we go through the examples, and I want to go through the Klolim very, 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 very bekitsa, very, very easy, so you'll be able to understand each example, each category, to know which utensil falls under which category, and then we'll go through tons of examples, so you'll be able to fit every single example into each category. Amazing Hashem on Shabbos, you'll see, these things are mamish negeya, come out every single minute of the day. Number one, there's a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in the Hakdama to Muktzah writes as follows. He writes, and after you learn all the halachos of Muktzah, oz tovin yiras Hashem, then you will know yiras Hashem. As I state in the Beis Yosef, zog the yavitz, mood kechidush of the yavitz, and he says that a person should not say, ah, Muktzah, then he do rabbanon, and the mele will be light in his eyes, it will be kal be'enov. Zog the yavitz, the lechem haponim. Or a koponim, at least if you don't want to learn according to the makna, it's the konim of the elachim aponim. Uvadei mukta. Tell you that's clean, so what? It's mukta. Fact, hoisters in Erevin, da kup base of a base. Ein shvus be mikdosh. When it comes to the base of mikdosh, there was no durabonons. You were allowed to do isurid durabonons. So, hoisters, why are the lechem aponim, or at least the clean that held the lechem aponim, mukta? Zuk toysu loshin a toysu over then erbin kubes on base shvus gedoyle kazu loyitiu. Ein achin nami es da din that shvus be mikdash doesn't apply and made him allowed to do it. Of a shvus zuk toysu like this, like mukta, such a big shvus, such a derabonon. This they will make a lot. Zuk the base says of shimon shinches. This one, Rabbi says, Mayudik. Why is a ball mukta? And we'll get to it, Beis Hashem, Allah al Maisa. If it's true, Allah al Maisa, Bismanina, Abad of Momekel. But as we state in Beis Yosef, Abad of Zuk Sukhon Aruch, it's Asa, it's mukta. Why is it mukta? So he brings the Yushalmi. Yushalmi in ball. Right, we'll see Bismanina, it's Nishna Zoy. But Al Kaponim, Beis Yosef, Zuk Abad of it's mukta. We'll see why the Mitzias and all the others even Zachar. Oh, but why is it mukta? Zuk the Beis Yosef, and it's a Yushalmi, Perik, Beis, the Tainis. Based the time in Zukta Yerushalmi like this. Yerushalmi says, why was Toshomon destroyed? Yesh oimim because of Znus. The Yesh oimim because they played ball on Shabbos. So we're not getting into that shkofa now, since your pinker screams about this, and he said anybody that plays balls on Shabbos is posh, is the worst type of chil Shabbos in the world. Why? He wasn't over any malacha. Terrence is because you posh it. Any type of ball, we might not come in here, we might not come in the game. We're not getting into now the halacha shailas of is it chayvish and exeva or two. Not nageya. Rishon Yerpinka says if you play ball on Shabbos, you're even the worst chel Shabbos. Why? Because you poshut missed the boat. What means a Shabbos? About that, you weren't over a number that's malachas. Oh, but you poshut missed the boat. That's not what Shabbos is all about. Oh, but look, you shall me. Why was this place destroyed because of playing balls? Look, the ksayis ha-shulchan Reb Chaim, no. Unbelievable. It shows us the Kedusha of a Shabbos Kodesh. That Ad Kedei Kach, it's only an Issa Durabonon. We're not dealing over here with an Issa Min Aseret, it's an Issa Durabonon Muktzah, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem why. Oh, but Al Kaponim, so chomo, it's so stark, that Ad Kedei Kach, it caused a place to actually be destroyed. There's a Mincha Shabbos in Siman Ayin Beit. Zuk the Mincha Shabbos B'Shem the Arizal. Unbelievable. He says like this, that Roiv Chilul Shabbos in the ganze Welt is because people don't know Hilchos Muktzah. As you state, B'Shem Narizel. There's a Tanya. The Tanya writes in Perek Mem Vav that just like Chometz on Pesach, right? Chometz B'Mashu is a terrible Zach. So too, Tiltul B'Muktzah is Pegam in the lave of the Kedusha of a person. It's an unbelievable statement. The Nesivus, the Heilige Nesivus, who doesn't learn the Nesivus, has a Siddur. And in this Siddur, he puts one little perek about Hilchos Shabbos. And he writes only one halacha, Hilchos Muktzah. No Boire, no Bishul, no nothing, just Hilchos Muktzah. There's a Tfilah Zakah that everybody here says before Yom Kippur, Tfilah Zakah. One of the things I'm sure you'll remember saying in Tfilah Zakah is that Ribbono Shel Olam created us with hands. And one of the avarians we do with our hands is metaltel muktzah on Shabbos. I wish I knew you the gazach. He could have said boy, he could have said teichin, he could have said all of the ices. Oh, but no. Muktzah on Shabbos Kodesh, look to what it's dako. This is some soybean to his Moshe and parishes and tzovin, and says that just like when a person eats basav or cholav, it's disgusting. It's like he's eating a sheret, eating an animal. So too, when a person touches muktzah on Shabbos, it should be to him like he's getting burnt by a coal. Akedekach is the Hagdomah that I wanted to speak out. Let's go Lalocha Lemaisa. Let's go now in the Makuris of Moksa. Now we know how Shtat Moksa is, how Choshev it is, how important it is. Let's get to the actual
Halacha.
Merdeka Loshen doesn't say this any. I challenge you to find this anywhere else in Arba Turim. In anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch, you will not find such a Halacha. He doesn't say anything. Here you see, he says, that's Hilchos Muktzah, and after you learn Hilchos Muktzah, then you'll understand what means Yiras Hashem. You don't find the Loshen Aruch, but I guarantee you don't find this Loshen anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch. Let me get weiter. Okay, let's start. Where's the Makor of Muktzah? Where did Muktzah begin? So I'm sure you do up, right? Afiyomi, the Gemara in Shabbat, Taflamon Beis tells us that David HaMelech, we know, and David HaMelech was Nifta. So Shlomo HaMelech sent a message to the Beis Medrash. What am I meant to do to move him? Right? The Shiloh of Muktzah, and the Vada, they told him, Ali Dekiko, Ali Dekinuk, put a bread on him, Ali Dek Tzad, we're not getting into the halachas now. Al Koponim, we see Bishas David HaMelech, Muktzah was already, Exera was already something that had to be careful. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kukhov Gimon Beis, in the Zman of Nehemiah, they saw that people were so easy when it came to Shabbos that they decided to make a takona, and they made a takona that kamat all the kalim, that means plates, cups, forks, knives, everything was muktzah, because people were being so lax in their observance of Shabbos Kodesh. They were being so easy in it, they had to make some zegzeira in order to machazik the oilam. So mainly they came along and they asked all kalim kamat, except some of them, and then afterwards it means that people, Baruch Hashem, are becoming more stark in Hilchos Shabbos, and there are more mekel, and then there's the shayla in the Gemara over there, Kukhov Gimel, what became mutter, what became osser, what blives osser, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, all those halachas soon. Okay, number one, about that we know this is klal, there's no issa min haTorah. Muktzah is an issa d'rabbanan, it's not one of the lamedes melachos. How much of a d'rabbanan is it? It's only a d'rabbanan. Oh, mighty, there's a ritva that says, not like you. Says the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah Taflam and Heyam at Beis. Says the Ritzvah, person should not say, it's only a Shavus to Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. Because you know why? Zug the Ritzvah, if you say that, the Gantz, Hilchos Shabbos, and the whole Shabbos will become a day of Choyl, a day of weekday. You'll start carrying this around, and we'll be busy with this. And the main Zug the Ritzvah, you say it, in the Lachas of Muktzah include in the Mitzvahs Aseh, on a shvus for every melacha, and he writes v'nimtzah the shvus ikem min haTorah, not a regular durabonon ikem min haTorah zuk deritvah on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Oruch Hashochan and Reish Mem Gimel Sid Gimel that the shvusim of Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos durabonon, they're not like a regular durabonon, and I quote the Loshen of the Oruch Hashochan, lefizeh gam b'yisru muktzah havei me'od shenitne Torah. It's ki'ilu zuk the Oruch Hashochan that the Torah gave this halacha. Right? And again, we see for many of the Hagdomas that we said in the beginning that Muktzah is something that a person is poshut nichal, ganz chil Shabbos. You'll see as we go through now, we're starting mamish now, the halacha lemaisa, we'll see that people are nichal, all these halachas, the poshut don't even know these halachas. So roi chil Shabbos is poshut by Muktzah. So let's start. Rabbi Isai, Muktzah, Shinches is a Hagdoma, right? The Mishavu brings the Hagdoma, the Beiseisa brings the Hagdoma. It goes like this. What is the reason why it's osa to move Muktzah things on Shabbos? In other words, why the Chazal came along and made the Gzeir of Muktzah? So, Shittas HaRamba, Perich of Dalet and Hilchos Shabbos, Zug the Rambam like this, that just like we know the Gemara tells us, that when a person comes to walking on Shabbos, or talking on Shabbos, his walking should be different, and his speaking should be different on Shabbos than it is during the week, Mimele Zug the Rambam, it has to be that a tiltal moving that a person does is also going to be different on Shabbos than it is the rest of the week. Otherwise, it will be just a day of choil. People will be running around moving all sorts of things on Shabbos, so it may have a hecker Zug the Rambam to make it different, just like the speech is different, just like the walking is different, right? Stay from Shulchan Aruch, stay from the Gemara, you shouldn't be running too much on Shabbos. Okay, that's reason number one. Reason number two in the Rambam is, right? Reason number two in the Rambam. If we allow a person to metaltal things on Shabbos, he may come to do a melacha. Right? As I state in... Sorry?
Shabbos Any melacha, well, depends what he's doing. If he's taking scissors, he might come to cut, to korea. If he takes a sieve, he might come to do bayra. I'm saying whatever the utensil that he's taking, he may do the melacha. I say the Rambam, that's the second reason. Again, Rabbi say first, you know, let's do all four reasons, almost second. Third reason, Rabbi say, the Rambam. There are certain people, not you people, don't know what I'm talking about. There are certain people that even during the week don't do anything. The poshut sit around doing nothing. They can't set off. So these people, if Shabbos would be the same, so what would happen? So it would be like another day. No, we sit around doing nothing. Zog the Rambam. So they made the gzeirah, they made the halacha as a mukzah kidei. That even these people that do absolutely nothing during the week on Shabbos to do even less. Right? To have even a hecker to say, this is Shabbos. We can't even do that. Right? That's reason number three. And the fourth reason, very negay, she just arrived it. The Ravid says that the fourth reason is that a person can't do mukta is he might come to do hitzah. He might come to carry. If a person was allowed to carry that a metalto mukta things, he might come to carry it. So again, reason number one is poshut, that it should be a different type of tilto, just like speech is different. Reason number two, he might come to a melacha. Right? Reason number three is for the non-working people. These are from the Rambam. Reason number four from the Ravid is you might come to do hitzah. Okay. Let's continue. Let's go now with the actual negay. Now we're going to start Beis Hashem with the different categories. We're going to try and go our Pisei de Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ches, and Beis Hashem we'll start from Sif Aleph and we'll go to each category, and then what we'll do is to give examples of every single category and see what fits into every category. So the first category that we're going to deal with today is what we call Muktzah Machmas Chesoron Kis. That's the first category that we're going to discuss today.
What were the reasons? One's that has to be different on Shabbos.
One reason it has to be different on Shabbos.
Okay.
Another reason is you might come to a melacha. Right? Another reason is hotzah, carrying. And the third reason is the people that don't do anything, even they shouldn't even do anything like this. Okay. Those are the four reasons. So again, category number one, Rabbi Sai. Muktza, and we have to know this clock, because on Shabbos something's going to come up and they're going to say to you, oh, you go to the halacha shir. Okay, let's move this. You have to know. Is it a kinshrak al issa? Maslow song kit? Is it gufo in mekoli moita? Mamish Rabbi said, moita. Every single thing that you touch on Shabbos is kamat, going to be a shayla of muktza, all the way down to your plastic cup. Mamish, everything. Well, nukhbal, everything is a shayla of muktza. So, first category number one, muktza, machmas chesaron kis. Which we'll see is something that a person is makbid on. Right? He's makbid not to use it, not for its purpose. That will speak out. Number two, kli shemalachtu li'issa. A kli that's main usage, that's main function, is for issa. Kli number three, muktza machmas chesaron kis means that I'm makbid on it and that it shouldn't get ruined. Right? We're getting at that today's sugar. We're going to speak out today exactly what that means, where it comes from, and one of the examples. Muktza machmas chesaron kis means that you're makbid not to use it, not for its purpose, because I'm scared it's going to get ruined. Machmas kis. It costs me money. It's going to get ruined. Number two is kli shemalachtu li'issa. A kli shemalachtu li'issa means that a kli that it's roiv tashmisha, its ikar function is to do things that are also on Shabbos.
Like a sieve.
But we're going to see like a sieve pashtus. Number three, or maybe a pot to cooking, all these sorts of things. Beis Hashem will give examples, hundreds of examples. Sorry, a pen. That could be different. It's not going to be a kli. That's not going to be a kli. That will explain. Number three, muktza machmas gufoy. The muktza machmas gufoy means it's intrinsically muktza. That means it's got absolutely no usage at all. A rock has no usage bichlal. In other words, a pot has a usage, but because most of its function is the issa, that's why it's a kli shemalachta li'issa. Again, it might sound confusing now, but Issa Shemesh, because of the examples, so in case is the pshat that it's something that I makbid, right? I won't use it, not for its regular usage.
What's the
muktza? One second, exactly.
Yeah.
Good. Next, muktza machmas kli shemalachta li'issa means a kli, a utensil that has most of its functioning for issa. Number
what
three, Danny, right?
Kli
shemalachta li'issa. Category number three was muktza machmas gufoy, right, Simcha? Muktza machmas gufoy is the pshat that it's intrinsically osa. It's got no usage for chlal, like, for example, a bar of soap, like, for example, maybe a bar of toothpaste, we'll see, maybe, for example, also stones, money. This Beis Hashem will speak out. Okay, those are the three main categories that we're going to deal with. Beis Hashem, there's Muktza Machmas Issa, Muktza Machmas Mitzvah, that we'll get to Beis Hashem. Oh, but those are the Ikka categories that we have to start with. Right? Let's start, Rabbosai, Be'ez Hashem, tonight. We have 10 more, 12 more minutes. We can go through most, if not all, of the halachas of Muktzah, Machmas, Chesaron, Kitz. Do remember that all of these things that we're saying on Muktzah, there are certain times when we can be makel and say you're allowed if you move it sometimes minatzad, or with your guf, or all sorts of other etay that we're going to give at the end. Once we know what's Muktzah and what's not Muktzah, then we can go to Maitre to decide what's Muktzah and what's Asa. Yeah. That's not a Shaila of Muktzah. It's a Shaila of whether he's going to be paying more petrol. It's a Shaila of causing him to do an Issa. Else Muktzah, no. It's not. Sorry?
Are you asking?
Sorry
or not?
No.
The door.
No. Bade Osa. Bade Osa. Even on a second day Yontov that you're keeping, second day Yontov, and now it's well they're not. So Ushmael Zalman Obach has said this here many, many times. It's Nechal and Kolam Avazes Amoyedois. And the Gemara says, Kolam Avazes Amoyedois. Kiloi, Vidavet Zola. Mayedik.
What's the
Tzad from the Shabbos? Let's move on. Okay, let's go. Look at the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, let's start. Muktzah, machmas, chisorin, kis. Rabbi Yisrael, let's get this very, very clear. Because again, a slight shinoi, if anybody gets this wrong, things are going to come, muktzah, things are going to come. Also, what did you say? I don't remember. Muktzah, machmas, chisorin, kis. Let's start with the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos Kufchov Gimel Amud Beis. And the Mishnah in Shabbos Kufchov Gimel tells us that every single kli is allowed to be taken except for this huge big knife. Says the Gemara, different examples, different types of sieves, different types of leather dyes, all these sorts of things. Zug Rashi, why is this huge knife a problem? Zug Rashi, because I'm makasa das from it. I'm makbid on it not to use it because it may damage it. Now, in other words, I've got in my kitchen a very expensive, choshiva, amazing knife, and I'm very careful not to use it for anything except for mushrooms. So if I'm makbid on it not to use it for anything else, that's called muktzah machmas chesorin kis. Okay, so there's the Gemara. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch Halacha LaMaisa and Simchon Chesiv Aleph that the Halacha is, and he brings this example that every single kli is muta except for a kli shemachmas chesorin kis, and he gives an example of a shechita knife. Right? The question is, what makes something for us? Bismanedu, right now, today. What makes something into a muktzah machmas chesorin kis? So the Mishnah tells us, like I mentioned, that if a person is makbid on something and is miyachid loy mokoy, makbid means it bothers him to use it for anything else. Miyachid loy mokoy means that he's set aside a specific place for it. Zug the Mishnah, if that's the case, that's a vada going to be a muktzah machmas chesorin kis. And there's always mashma in the Gemara also over there on Ben Aleph that if a miyachid loy mokoy, that it's got a din of muktzah machmas chesorin kis. As always stated also in the Beis Meir. However, in Shulchan Aruch and Simchon and Ches, there's no condition of meyachad limokrim. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch do we find that if a person has to specify, oh, that's its place. And we'll see some enough gemeras about this. That's considered to be a din of mutzah machmas chesorin kis. Came along with Moshe and the Shlomo Zalman, and they say in Achanami, when the Gemara said meyachad limokrim, that was just a simon. That was just to show us that you're makbid on it. In other words, if a person has a very, very, very expensive dish, Mama's pure gold dish, and he puts it into his glass cabinet in his dining room. No one is allowed to touch it, no one's allowed to move it. So what has he just done? He's miyachad le'mokrim. So again, it doesn't have to be that a miyachad le'mokrim, but it just comes out that normally, when I miyachad something to a certain place, then I makbid on it. Once I makbid on it, it's got a din, muktzah, machmas, chesorin, kis. You're going to see this is so negated about maybe 50 things in every single one of the rooms. At least. Okay, so what do we see from here? The Ikki Yisoid is like this. Again, it's not to get, I'm doing this as like Doma. It's got to get Yisoid. Sorry?
A painting.
Oh, very good. Saying Mamish good. Mamish good. We're going to get to that. Right? But first of all, we get the Yisoid is claw. That if the Maizah have something, I don't know what is that something, I'm Miyakid the Mokoim or a Makbid on it. Don't use this for anything else. That automatically has a din of a muktzah machmas chesorin kis, which is one of the most machmid types of muktzah. There's come up very, very few etayim for such muktzah. Now, before we get to real examples, one more nekuda, very, very important. Does it depend on the worth of the money, or does it depend if I'm makbid? In other words, does it mean if I have a very expensive knife, and this knife is so expensive, that's the reason? Or let's say I have a very cheap one, but I'm makbid and no one should use this knife for anything else, right? What's the halacha? So, be'etzem, in all the poskim, it's no shaykh is expensive. In other words, it makes no difference how much money this thing is worth. The very fact that I'm makbid not to use it for anything else, oh, that remainder makes it into what? A mutzah machmas sorin kis. So it's not clearly an expense, it's not clearly in the value of the item, it's clearly if I'm makbid or am I not makbid. The question is, who's makbid? Who's makbid? So the Magen Avraham, where did the Magen Avraham? Sikot and Beis and Semishan Ches. He says that even if you're not makbid, that the belt is makbid. For example, let's say you have something. Let's say, for example, you have a butcher knife. You can't care less. You've got it in your kitchen. It doesn't bother you. I'll use it for, I'll use it as a screwdriver to put the screw in the shelf, whatever it may be. Most people are makbid on it. Very expensive. Very chosh of a knife. I don't care. So the Magen Avraham, it goes by the world. It goes by the world. It doesn't go by you. Again, it goes by the world. As I state the Magen Avraham. Most poiskim are chaylik on that. Most, this is la halacha lemaisa, how we paskin, as we paskin in the Prima Godim, in the Eliyahu Rabba, Machzor Shekel, right, the Vishisot, Nez Yisrael, Chakas Yaakov, v'chule, and as we the paskin of the Mishnah Berurah. That la maisa, it makes no enough to mean what the world cares. Are you makbid on it? It makes it osa. Even if the whole room over here would all say, ah, oh, come on, I'm not makbid on that, we'll see passports, train tickets, we're going to see come over, come on, nafka minas. And you're going to say to me, most people are not makbid on it. The answer is, I don't care. It goes by you. That's a big yesite. That the hakbada to make something into a makmutzah machmas chesorin kis is only by you, right? If you're makbid not to use of anything else, you've just turned it into a mukta machmas chesorin kis. Even if the whole world don't care the chal, that's the pshat halacha lemaisa. And one last thing, this is all getting up to the.
Let's say if you only use it for one certain thing, so that you're allowed to use it for that, but not for something else.
No, could we make it mukzah and gansan? But that depends on the side I want to say right now. What makes this is the first thing that we should have started with. What makes something into a mukzah machmas chesorin kis, right? Fet simcha kasha. If I have a plastic cup in my room. And I'm makbid, nobody should use this plastic cup. Nobody, even for drinking, it's a very nice plastic cup. My mother gave it to me. I don't want anybody to use it. Does it make a mukta? Can I make anything in the world into mukta just because I'm makbid on it? This is the biggest soy kasha, this one.
No.
No. Okay. So I want to tell you like this. Listen to this.
Thinking, oh, my gosh,
oh no, that's not going to be a terrorist to me. Chobaraya from Shas. What's my raya from Shas? Okay, listen to this. In other words, this is the hakira. There's only something that's mukta. Then I'm makbid on, turn it now into mukta machmas chesorin kis. But if it's not mukta, it doesn't. Well, no. Even if I have a klisha malachta laheta, a fork, and I'm makbid on this fork, nobody should use it for anything. Right? That makes it mukta? That's the shayla, that's the chakira. Come and become enough gaminas. The kashi is, does it have to be mukta already? That is exactly a pen. I have a mukta, right? A pen is called a mukta. But if I'm makbid on this pen, this is a very dear pen to me, I don't want anybody to use it for nothing. Nobody can use it for nothing, right? Obviously to write, I can, but I'm very makbid to make sure the kids don't touch it, make sure my roommates don't touch it. Nobody's allowed this pen. Now it makes it into a mukta machmas chesorin kis because it was already mukta before. What happens if I have a fork? A fork was never mukta. The fact that I'm makbid on my fork makes it mukta, but not. That's the shayla. In other words, the shayla is again, Danny, you hear the shayla? Does it have the mukta before? In order, it's a massive shayla. Pashas is a machlokes rishonim. Pashas machlokes rishonim. I'll tell you like this, very quickly before I want to get the main examples. Is the basis of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel on the base? Says the Gemara, and it brings example of things that mukta machmas chesorin kis, and it brings us a butcher knife. As I state in Rashi, a butcher knife comes along Tosfos, says no, not a butcher knife, it's a shechita knife. What's the machlokes? Moedika machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Is it a butcher knife? It's a shechita knife. Man afkamina. Teretz is poshut, right? We're tying this myself in the chavusa when we learned the Rashi and Tosfos. That mamish avdova poshut machlokes. We showed him in this shaila. What's the shaila? Rashi learnt that it's a klisha malachti leheta. It's a butcher knife, mamaya. Klisha malachti leheta, it's not mukta bechlel. But avol pik is a Rashi. If you makbid on it, it becomes mukta machmas chesorin kis. Came along Tosfos and said, no! It's a shechita knife! It's a knife that be'etim is mukta already! And therefore, if it's already mukta, now it becomes a klisha malachti, a mukta machmas chesorin kis. So we have l'chorim, l'chorim, we show him over here, right? I might have to tell you, we can bring a right from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch also seems to use the case of what? A sakhash or shechita. So it shows that Chodesh of Shulchan Aruch holds that only if something already was mukta, now it can become mukta machmas chesorin kis. Came along with famous Zalman Orbach and said, no, there's absolutely no right from Machlokes Rishonim. Why not? because a knife of a butcher is also mukta. Why? Because you're using it for merchandise, for selling. It's a bad mukta. So men, there's no right from there. The halacha lemaisa pashtus is a machlok, is the Pnei Yeshua and the Reish Yosef, which is the Prima Gadim, whether or not it has to be mukta or not. Let's go to the halacha lemaisa. We'll mention some examples. Give me 2 minutes. The halacha lemaisa from Shulchan Aruch, we don't have a raya, but from Shulchan Aruch pashtus, it's only something that was already asa can become mukta machlos zoyikis. And as I pass in the halacha, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, however, seems to pass in the halacha that even if it's not mukta, right, in other words, a fork, it can become mukta machmas kesorin kis. Roy poiskim, and I quote: Shalom Shu was a rosh to Barshal, the Ochas Shulchan, the Tahira, to Rishabat, or the Shmuel, with Moshe. Many, many poiskim hold that it's only something that was already mukta can become a mukta machmas kesorin kis. So, for example, everyone will be masking in the following case, right? If you have a picture on the wall, a picture on the wall that's so dear to you, you're makbid on it, if it would come down from the wall, you'd say, hey, nobody touched this picture. You're milyachad loy mokoim, that's a vada going to be mukta. That's no shayla bechlal. That's a vada going to be mukta. So again, I'm almost going to spend 1 minute just to give an example, because we've had a lot of longers today. I want to give examples. Again, klop, mukta machmas chzorin kisses, no hesitate to move on Shabbos. What is the mukta machmas chzorin kisses? Again, summary. Anything you're makbid on. The free road poskim, it's only if it was already mukta, and I'm makbid on it, turns into what? A mukta machmas chzorin kiss. Who's makbid? Even the owner, even if everybody else is not makbid. Is it totally an expensive how choshev it is, how much money it costs? No. It makes no enough gemina how much it costs. Let's give some examples. Halacha lemaisa. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll give mamash a couple more hundred examples. Example number one, again, we'll go with the poskim, is a shechita knife. Or for example, if a person has a sorry? No. Asagomu. Because it's the highest madriga kamat of mukta. That's why you have to know this one claw. We're going to speak this out. We're going to speak all that day. There's no heter of Eisai, claw. By Mutzum Bachman Songa, there's no heter so good for Mekaymai. There's no heter, oh, I need it, or I need to use the place. No heter. It's Mukta, stays there the whole Shabbos. Right? Right, set same examples. A Shechita knife, that means, for example, a Moyle that has a knife, or a doctor that has, or a chiropodist that has, you know, these posh knives, needs to get a makbid on it, not to use it for anything else, rather it's a mukta. Any tools, if you're a diamond repair man, or if you're a watch repair man, and you've got these certain, you know, good screwdrivers, and these nice geschmackazachen, and these tweezers, all these sorts of things, are basically these are tradesman tools, these are mukta. Why is it mukta again? Double posh it. Because these are things that do something also, and you're makbid on them. Number three, important documents, checks, contracts, receipts, license, driving license, passports. These are mukta machmas kisorin kis. That means if you have in your drawer a passport, we're going to have to down the shayla. Are you bakhlal allowed to open your drawer? If you have it on your bed, could be conquered to sit there not in your bed. There's no heter to move such a thing on Shabbos. A passport, a driving license, a check, a receipt, all of these things that people are makbid on make it automatically what? Mukta machmas kisorin kis. A camera. Right, a digital camera, an iPhone, a laptop, all of these things, apart from other mystery which we'll get to, it's a mukta machmas chzorin kis. Why? Because not everyone's makbid on their laptop, everybody's makbid on their iPhone. Why? Right, I just
makbid that no one should use, let's say a license, right?
You're makbid that, for example, right? It's not mummish exactly doing that, but if my kids will come to your room and start messing with your driving license, your passport, you say, hey, get it off then. Why?
It was anything of mine.
Loved up, your pen wouldn't bother you, your shirt wouldn't bother you, your bedside light wouldn't bother you, maybe. It depends. Again, if you got a phone like this, where boy say it zikha doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother me if my kid messes around with his phone. Why? Because it doesn't bother me. I'm not makbid on it. Therefore, this will not be. It might be mukta for other reasons, but it's not called a mitzvah machmas chzorin kis. And therefore, maybe it's a cliche like this. It could be. I can move it off my bed every Shabbos.
What do you mean
makbid? So we spend the whole time on makbid means I'm bothered. Bothers me that no one should touch it for anything that's other than its purpose. Anything other than its purpose.
So I can move it.
No. I just heard a fact just today from the Gabba from Tzimai Zilberberg that said, posh it, it's awesome even to sell an iPhone to a guy. People think, you know, it's awesome that iPhones all these zachen, it's all the paskin, the aloha la maisa from Rabchan Kanievsky Shlita. There's an issa gomu for a person to sell an iPhone even to a guy. Why? Posh it. It goes also mitzvah, seven mitzvah b'nei noach, it's a reis. So what does it even say? Goy, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, paskin the halacha lemaisa.
Yeah, but the thing is not
interesting. Mind up, Gemina. There's no such a pshat. I can't go back. But basically, tomorrow we'll give many more examples.